The following podcast is intended for mature audiences. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Naked Wizard Media.
Hello, Game of Thrones fans. Welcome to Talking Westeros, the Game of Thrones podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kinney. Joining me, as usual, Sherry's here, Sarah's here, Jeff is here. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey.
What's going on?
So today, episode 7 of season 4, Mockingbird. Two things in this episode strike me. It's second episode in a row that I got pissed off at one of my favorite characters.
And, yeah.
Just when I thought I couldn't feel more awkward watching certain scenes, I felt more awkward watching certain scenes. Yeah, the dogs are in the corner of the studio here, so we're ready to go. You might hear some barking.
At least it wasn't inside.
There, like, see, that. Like that.
Yeah. It's my dog. I apologize once again. Send the hate mail to me.
This episode was directed by Alex Sakharov and written by Benioff and Weiss. Now, this episode begins, understandably, Jaime is angry with Tyrion.
Yeah.
And I kind of get that.
Yeah.
I understand he has a point. Tyrion did act rather impulsively, especially after Jaime had secured a deal for him.
Jaime's always felt that he had to protect Tyrion. That's why.
Well, but his deal may not be, I mean, he still have to go to the wall, so it's not but it is better than death.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
For now.
But then Tyrion, his emotions got the best of him. Which is understandable, too, because it hurt him a great deal to see Shay basically turn her back on him. Pissed all of us off, too.
Yeah.
But then we find out, of course, that Jaime can't fight for Tyrion, because in his words, his training has proven that he can't beat a stable boy with his left hand.
Well,
that's too bad, because you know why?
You should have had Cereal training him, and then he'd probably be okay.
Yeah, but doesn't Cereal only do, like,
maybe dance? Maybe Cereal will come back and train him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Maybe with Ghost will. Maybe it'll turn into Star Wars.
We should start bring back Cereal campaign on this podcast.
Maybe Obi-Wan will come and train him.
I like this scene, though, because you can tell that they both of them don't care much for Tywin. But of course,
I like how they bond over their hatred of Tywin.
Yeah. And then we find out who Cersei's champion is.
And it's
another new mountain.
Yeah. Another one. The third one.
The third mountain.
I don't find probably him as more scary.
He's more muscular.
He's not as tall as Conan Stevens, but he's bigger.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. The guy was really tall.
He has a better looking face, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. His face isn't so.
This guy's Half Thor Julius Bjornsson. They call him Thor. He's an Icelandic strongman.
Well, there you go. They must have found him when they were shooting at the wall.
He takes over for Ian White, who took over for Conan Stevens. So something tells me that this might be the last mountain that we see.
Maybe.
I hope so.
Well, I hope so, because honestly, all these recastings kind of take you out of it.
Yeah, it does.
That's the one thing I find here. You have no, I mean,
you don't build the hatred as much as you want to.
The mountain was not in a lot of episodes, but when you see this guy, you're like, okay, he's sort of the mountain's just another. There's no emotional attachment to the mountain, good or bad. You hate him because of what he's done, but
at least they build him up enough. Not like when they switch the one guy and you don't know who the fuck he is.
Right? Well, they built the mountain up just enough so that, and he's such a unique character that, okay, like as soon as you saw this new guy, you're like, okay, that's obviously the mountain because it's a big. Guy.
And he's killing everybody in sight.
Like, especially that when he disemboweled the one guy there.
Was even worse is Cersei walking across, like she was walking through tulips.
Walking through his intestines.
Exactly. And she was just like, Mel, that my nice crazy dress. Bitch. Yeah, she's nuts.
Tiptoe through the intestines.
And of course, I like the mountain's reaction when he asks who he's fighting, and she says, doesn't matter. And he just shakes his head.
No. Now, I have another problem with this mountain.
Okay.
He is not believable as being older than the Hound.
Yeah.
No.
No, not really.
No.
Yeah, it looks like the Hound's younger brother.
Now, yeah. apparently in real life, he's only 25. He looks older than 25, but he doesn't look older than 45, which is what
Sherry
the
thought
looks.
They were doing yeah. some like forced perspective. And I'm like, no, you need to look. There's a photo online yeah. of Cersei and him standing side by side. And when you look at it, the picture is actually funny. Because she's so small.
Yeah, well, she's not very tall anyway. She's like 5'4".
But
five,
just,
six
just,
like
just
that.
Not, not just even height.
Are you calling me short?
No.
So, see, you're dead when you get home. No, but not just height. Just like this guy's huge. Like, yeah. huge.
They make him big up there.
Of course. Well, yeah, it doesn't help when you're carrying trees on your shoulders.
Yeah, you know.
For your training, so.
Is that what he does?
Well, I'm not. I'm sure that there's. I'm sure that there's some unusual training going on for strongman competitions.
Yeah,
they have all.
Oh, he's a strongman.
Yeah, he's a strongman.
Oh, so I know all this shit. I remember watching. Those.
They do the
log toss.
The caber toss.
They have all kinds of the stone that? The boulder toss when they yeah. toss the big boulders and stuff like that.
Do they like push cars and stuff too, or pull
they do all
cars?
Kinds of
I
stuff.
Know. I don't watch that. It's boring.
All they too. Do all these feats of you know strength.
Yeah,
I. Maybe they yeah. did
the one that was always
naked. It'd
is
be
the
more
one they were.
No, some of these guys you don't want to see them naked.
That's
I don't think.
True.
No. I always like the one where they twist the rope up with the weight on it and makes your wrist hurt.
Well, you like, could do. Well,
you
that's
could
an
just
actual.
Learn to jerk it. And...
There goes Jeff. Let's go to the gutter again.
Yeah, whatever. We're all over it.
And now we go to the Arya and Hound. To the Arya. To the Hound and Arya.
Yeah.
And we have, I don't know, this is an unknown man, this old guy, right? He's just a guy that they happened
yeah,
to stumble
upon.
Yeah, no,
he was just, they just happened upon him.
And he actually gives a great performance, actually. I liked how he portrayed.
Yeah.
Because you could tell he's dying, but he's accepting, but he's not like, he's not overselling it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
The one thing that kind of
he's dying, but he doesn't really want to die.
Was, the Hound was kind of half committed into killing him. He didn't shove that knife very far into the guy.
Well, he just shoved it in the guy's heart.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You don't have
just,
to go.
Just the tip, right?
You don't have to go very far to
well,
hit the heart.
Well, I mean, like, he...
If I had a penny for every time I heard today, just the tip.
Death spasm, you know? Like, there's a lot faster ways to kill people.
Well, he could have beheaded him, I guess, or something.
Yeah. Or broke his neck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you break somebody's neck, then all pain
only
goes
one
away.
Only one neck break per episode.
Oh, that was yeah. gross.
Oh no, that was great.
I could never work in the air. No. I'd pass out as soon as I walked in.
Now the Hound puts him out of his misery, and then these two other guys show up. And I wrote down on my notes, I said, these two losers don't stand a chance.
No.
Jump on his back and start biting him, whatever. Yeah. That guy died a terrible death.
Why would you do that?
I guess you're worried that if you face the Hound face to face, you're in trouble, so you better... But why bite him? Why not stab him from behind?
Exactly. Why wouldn't you take his sword and run him through or something? Or,
yeah.
I don't understand that. But then this other guy, of course, Arya recognizes.
Yeah.
And
the language on her, I was shocked.
Oh, yeah? She's turning into a little Hound there.
I've got a good story for the ending.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The other important part of this scene is they find out about Joffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was pretty shocked, eh? See her face?
Mm-hmm. I really like this scene. I like the relationship between Arya and the Hound. It's probably my favorite, like, one-on-one relationship in the series.
I want a spinoff.
Just them traveling.
And just them traveling, yep.
And getting to know each other. The way they get to know each
around
other.
The world,
welcome to the Arya
days.
And Hound show.
Around the world in 80 days with the Hound and Arya.
There you go.
There you go. That's perfect.
Make it happen.
Or an idiot abroad now with Arya and the Hound.
The Hound abroad.
The Hound abroad.
The Hound and abroad.
And now Jon and his company return to the wall. And of course, Sir Alistair is a tit as usual.
Shocker.
And now Jon wants to seal the wall because... Mance's men are coming, and I guess that's the only
giants.
The wall has never been sealed. He wants to seal the tunnel.
How do
you
seal it?
Ice. You put water in them, I guess, and the ice it freezes. Now
I
don't understand.
I know
though
I live
they're
in
all
Canada, but I mean,
all,
like, could they not the like chip away at that shit?
They're all they're all pissed off, and I'm like, well, can't you just chip the ice away after you defeat whoever it is or something?
Yeah.
I just don't know.
No, because they want to put, they want to make it like the wall. They want to put stones
but
and ice.
I don't know what it is with these fantasy tales, because it's the same thing with Lord of the Rings and all this stuff. Yeah, this fill in the blank fortress has stood for X number of years.
Yeah.
So no one can ever conquer it.
Yeah.
And history has proven that nothing is inconquerable.
Well, I can't.
Yeah. Oh.
I can't recall if they've said this fact or not. But I know in the books they keep repeating that no wildling king has ever taken the wall. They've always had attempts, and they've always been half-hearted attempts, but they have never managed to gather enough strength to take any part of the wall.
Did I hear John correctly? Match was 100,000 men.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what they don't understand. Is he
and half of them are nuts, so that he counts another 10,000 in there.
And the wall has less than 1,000 people.
Yeah. Well, no, that's just at Castle Black. There's other castles along the length of the wall.
But Castle Black is the biggest.
Yes, Castle Black is the biggest. But what Mance Rayder's done is he's gone and united all the tribes, which no other king is in the wilds has ever done. So you got all the wildlings coming after your ass now. So they don't even understand that.
Yeah, and of course, they're just Thorne's contempt for John is going to get in the way of his judgment, obviously.
Well, hopefully it gets him killed.
Yeah, but hopefully it doesn't get our likable characters killed.
Yeah.
Like John and Sam.
Oh, of course it will. This is Game of Thrones.
Yeah. No one's safe.
Well, like I said, I don't know where
this is
going.
I like one person 1 minute, then they make me hate them. So I hate everybody.
Speaking of that, we next go to Tyrion and Bronn.
Yeah. Well, I don't hate Bronn.
No, I don't hate Bronn. You had to expect this because Bronn... Bronn is not a very nice human
being. He's
always
had his back, though. That's the problem.
Yes.
He's like Popeye. He is what he is. I am what I am.
As soon as Tyrion said, "You have new clothes," I wrote down on my notes, I said, "Bronn was bought by Cersei." Fuck! First Shay, now Bronn. It just keeps getting... everywhere Tyrion turns, he just keeps getting slapped in the face. But Bronn is Bronn, and he's never pretended to be anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you offer Bronn money, and of course he's going to kill his wife's sister so that his wife becomes the heir to what is it that he's going to?
Oh, I don't recall.
I forget what the place is, but
never paid much attention because it's insignificant.
This is another example too of Tyrion's past sort of arrogant behavior coming back to bite him in the ass, because Bronn even said to him, because Tyrion said, "We're friends," and he said, "Yes, but when have you ever risked your life for me?"
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Tyrion has always been, as much as we've loved Tyrion and found him witty and charming and funny and all this stuff, he was kind of an ass for a lot of the times. And now all the people that he sort of was an ass with.
Done wrong.
But didn't really do them wrong, but it was just kind of an ass with.
Yeah.
A smart ass with, are coming back now to bite him in the ass. So.
He's getting his comeuppance.
Yeah. Which are a bit... Of course, like I said last episode, they're embellishing. They're comeuppance that he doesn't entirely deserve.
Well, it's always easy to blame the imp, right?
Yeah, well. And you can tell here,
he's
though.
He's used to it.
You can tell when Bronn leaves that Bronn's... He had a moment there. Bronn's not happy at the situation, I don't think. Because you see when he shook Tyrion's hand and was leaving, he gave a little look like
I think Bronn wants to help him, but he wants to help him. He's too scared of the mountain.
Yeah, everybody is afraid of the mountain. So, we find out later someone's not.
Yeah,
so called is so should have bet money.
And then we have Daenerys. First thing I said when she walked, I said, "That's a nice dress,
horny bitch."
But I was like, "Ooh, geez," because Daryl becomes her little sex toy here.
Yeah, you know what? As much as...
why didn't they show it?
As much as the last episode...
You know, Sherry said the same thing. They showed his ass and she goes, "What, no frontal?"
That's what I said. I'm like, do I finally get to see penis?
What she was staring at.
She looked like whatever she was staring at, she looked like she liked
Maybe
it very much.
Maybe he had a mole there.
Well, I mean, you go to the next scene and you have Melisandre in the bathtub and you just see her tits.
You saw Dario's tits. So there.
Yeah. Anyway, like as much as the last the episode before that strayed away from the book so much, this one bring it back a lot. I found a lot of the scenes directly from the book as I'm almost as close as possible to the books. Yeah.
This was a little better for me. The last couple episodes I've been getting away from the Daenerys' storyline because I've been finding it kind of slowing everything down. Boring. This is what's happening here now in this episode is interesting. brings it, makes it interesting again a little bit.
With the boinky boinky?
Well, the boinky boinky was interesting, but just like afterwards, he's upcoming to what she decides to do.
Yeah.
But now,
maybe that's all she needed.
She just needed
that's
to get
what
laid.
They say about people, right? That a little bit of loving kind of helps the soul. So maybe she needed clogged.
But
now
poor,
she's unclogged.
Well, we'll get to it, but poor Jorah.
I know his face. I was like, friends.
First, we have these Melisandres. I don't know about you guys. Melisandres, her entire stuff. Not so much Stannis, but I just find her boring. She's boring as hell to me.
I don't under.
Yeah, this is a like.
Can I say I didn't pay attention to that scene?
Yeah, you can, because I barely did.
I don't really know what happened.
And there were boobs on the screen, and I barely paid attention to it.
Yeah,
my daughter came down and said boobs. I'm like, really? I was looking at my phone. It was horrible. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right. Because her.
Well, it essentially just consisted of her saying that a lot of what she does is
trickery.
Yeah. Like, there's something that will send a column of fire into the sky, and it makes the people believe in the god, even though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Just like real. Pseudoscience people today.
Yeah.
Trickery.
Well, alchemists did that back in the day too.
And Stannis's daughter has to go with them. And that was it.
Well, here now
Stannis's daughter has to go with them.
Yeah, that's what they're bringing Shireen now. And what she says here,
it's
she says the god,
poor girl.
The god of light told her that Shireen must be with them. So I'm going to tell you that is Shireen going to be sacrificed at some point here? Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like to me.
Or
sounds like it.
Or but she's trying to free her.
This whole scene, I was, because the only thing that's more boring than Melisandre is Lady Selyse. So
yeah.
I was not all completely tuned into this scene, but yeah. But now we have poor.
There's a lot of shockers for me, and there's a crying moment.
There's a crying moment?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to tell me when that crying moment is.
I will sure do. And a funny moment with my kid at the end. It was hilarious.
And then now Dario and Jorah here is awkward because he got the... Especially when Dario tells him that
she's
in a good mood and his, shirt's on. Because Jorah knew what they did.
But do you find it strange at the end? She told him... Did you catch that? She told him, and make sure he knows you changed my mind.
Yeah, yeah. She's, I think, might be Daenerys doing her a little bit of manipulation.
Making him jealous.
I don't know if she's, well.
Making what's-his-face jealous. Yeah. Not
but maybe it's also showing that even though Dario was in her bed, Jorah is still her most trusted.
Yeah. He's still in her heart.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Friend zone.
But Jorah begins to show Daenerys here that sometimes mercy is the better way to go. Like he said, he sold slaves, and he said, I wouldn't be here to help you if Ned Stark
would
have done what you want to do to these people.
Yeah.
Because he said just because they're doing that, he's trying to justify these slave traders, but he's like saying that not all of them are.
Yeah.
Completely evil.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's a normal trade in
sell slaves, they have the choice to make that they can live in her new world or they can die in their
old
one.
Yeah. She's sort of halfway there. She's like they either change or they die. It's
Wish it was like that nowadays. With the evil people. With the evil people, that is.
And then Arya and the Hound have another great scene. And this is the first time that actually the Hound tells his tale.
Yeah. He also becomes Frankenstein for a moment. Frankenstein's monster, anyway.
Well, how's that?
He's afraid of fire.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but we know that from the beginning.
But, I mean, he almost really loses it.
You guys catch his childish moment when he was talking to her?
Yeah.
What's that?
But he stole my toy.
He didn't do anything with it. The way he said it was so childish. I'm like, he just went back to his five-year-old self.
He's vulnerable here.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't very often see the Hound vulnerable. And he is here, but then they bring it back to have a little tender moment here when Arya offers to clean and stitch his wound.
Yeah.
Which, and originally she wanted to cauterize it, which made him freak out. Now, Jeff explained in the episode, one of the early episodes, that it deviated from the book because he had gotten injured in the book. Remember? I hope this is now not the injury that...
I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. I hope not, because I'm really liking the storyline.
It's like he's bringing out her mean side and she's making him softer. Because she had no problem sticking that guy at the start.
Let's put it this way. He wouldn't let her cut out the dead flesh. And he wouldn't let her cauterize it. All she got to use was some boiled wine. Well, no. What they do is they take wine and they boil it. And it's supposed to be like a sterile kind. Like if you put peroxide or alcohol on it.
They didn't have any wine, though.
Yeah, that's what she was pouring on his wound to begin.
It was water.
The guy before that said that there was, when he gave him water, he said, I wished it was wine.
Yeah, it's water.
And the hound said, they don't have any.
Well, they wouldn't drink the boiled wine.
They don't have any wine.
But they wouldn't drink the boiled wine, is what I'm telling
you.
But
they didn't have
any wine. It would only be for antiseptic.
Okay, but they didn't have any wine.
No, they had water, Jeff. They said water.
Yeah, I know that, to drink.
No,
what she poured on him was water.
What she poured on him was water.
Because it looked red when she poured it
on him. No, that's his blood.
That was his blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she asked, because all she was doing was cleaning the wound and then sewing it up.
Mm.
Hope it works.
Yeah. I hope we don't have another Drogo incident here.
Well, yeah, it's never a good thing when your skin opens up when you're in those kind of conditions. It just, even a little prick on your finger can kill you.
Yeah. That guy could have had rabies.
Yeah.
Could have.
And the last thing we need is the hound with rabies.
Yeah. I get it.
You like that, eh? You saw what I did there?
Yeah.
And now, Brienne and Pod, who are probably my second favorite one-on-one pairing.
Hold on, because we also get the return of
Hot Pie. Hot Pie returns, and he's annoying.
Yeah.
He sort of, you know, I told Sherry, he sort of reminded me of you.
Really?
Yeah, because Jeff likes to cook.
Yeah.
And whenever he makes something and you go to his house for dinner, Jeff will have to sit and explain to you from scratch how he made the sauce and everything, when all you want to do is eat. So. Oh, and the not shutting up thing also.
Guess who's not ever coming to dinner again.
See, Sherry, you shouldn't have made me say that. Now Jeff's not inviting you for dinner anymore. Now, Hot Pie tells Brienne and Pod here about Arya, that he knows Arya. So now that's significant, because now only Brienne and Pod are the only other people now that know that Arya is alive.
Yeah.
And with the Hound.
Yeah. And her name and what she looks like.
Because everyone else thinks Arya's dead.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that Tywin kind of thought it might be her.
And now correct me if I'm wrong here. They switched they're on their way to the Eyrie now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they've been
Sansa is, right?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know, because the way it looked like, I mean,
well, they changed
the Eyrie's in the north.
I know, but the way, just before they changed, they switched directions, they were talking about, because she said to him, are you sure that she'd be there? And he's like, no. But that's where he thinks that she would be going. And then
that'd be the only safe place.
And then they changed direction, so I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it meant.
I mean, she's usually, like, to the left would mean north, usually. Of course, it would
depend on which direction. I have many questions for the following scene.
Well, they're coming from the west.
Well, yeah.
So.
So if they're going north, it means they're going uphill, right?
Yeah.
The scene with Oberyn and Tyrion?
No, that's when that made me cry.
Oh, it made you cry when he's telling Tyrion the story?
Yeah, that's horrible.
And
then he started up, and then I started going up.
It was really
up.
Easy to tell that in that story how much Cersei loved Tyrion when he was a baby.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Yeah. I don't care if you like kids or not.
Oh, by the way, that
that
whole story's in the book. That I love that whole story that
he
tells Tyrion.
You love the story?
I love it. Yeah, it's like a good piece of...
It's heartwarming.
Storytelling. It's not that.
Actually, it is. It is in a way heartwarming, because it's Oberyn showing Tyrion.
And Oberyn started to cry too. Yeah.
And it's Oberyn basically telling Tyrion that he doesn't think Tyrion's a monster.
Yeah, and he knows. That he knows exactly where Tyrion's at. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then.
And that Jaime always stood up for him.
Yeah. And then, of course, this leads to a hip hip hooray moment and prove that we are psychic.
Yay! I should have bet on
it. Well, now that I can tell you.
I should have called the bookie and bent on it.
The whole point, the whole thing was in the book, though, Oberyn, convinces
Vader.
Sip your water.
Yeah. Vader.
Vader. Anyway, he convinces Tyrion to let him act as his champion, he doesn't
Tyrion offer. Smiled.
He doesn't offer it. Yeah, he gives Tyrion the idea to have a trial by combat, and Oberyn says that I'll be your champion for.
Okay, so they change it. They change it for dramatic purposes.
Yeah, in this exactly. Series. Yeah,
I was happy.
I don't know if I ever wrote a book, I would write it. I think I'd write it like I would watch a TV show.
Yeah,
like I think
sometimes it's hard to do that. Though.
It is, but I don't know if I'd ever have like I'd look at something I write and go, okay, he comes in and convinces him to do a trial by combat. Wouldn't it be more effective if he does he picks a trial by combat and then this guy offers to be his? Yeah. Like, wouldn't that be more dramatic?
Yeah,
I don't know. I find
I liked it because he was like, you know what? Nobody stuck up for you in your life besides your brother who can't now. So I'm going to be that guy. That's pretty much what he told me. Like, if it would have been nowadays, that's how it would have went down. And then they would have pounded
So this. That means that now we have the Viper versus the Mountain. Somebody call Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Because this needs to be promoted properly.
Sunday.
Well, and it should be pretty cool if the way they described Oberyn's armor in the book. If it's like that, it'll be pretty cool looking.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen Oberyn.
Yeah, is he Oberyn's good? We know he's good with poison, but is he good?
Yeah. So
that's and he's good with the ladies and the men.
Might I just reiterate there what Sarah just said, and everybody must remember, he's good with poison. Mm-hmm. Just we don't know how he's. People can be defeated in many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but are they allowed to do that during a combat?
What if it's not known? He doesn't necessarily have to drink it.
As I mean, put it on his sword.
Yeah.
Is he allowed?
Just like flick it in his mouth?
He would be if no one knew. If no one knew that he did anything, then...
That'd be kind of cool.
That's what I'd do. If I was
Well, you guys are discussing the outcome. Let's just say the outcome's going to be very impressive. You're going to be impressed.
Yeah. So people that are listening to this want to choke you now.
Why is that?
Because
you'll be impressed. Either way, I'm not telling you who wins or what happens. I'm just saying you're going to be impressed.
Well, we all know who better win, because if he doesn't win, then Tyrion's in deep trouble.
Don't say that.
No one's safe, Sarah.
I don't
care. Wouldn't that be? I will riot
my neighborhood.
Wouldn't that be the most dramatic, like unexpected thing?
See, Carrie, now you put it out into the world.
You know what?
Now he's going to hear it and he's going to go, oh, there's
I shouldn't
point.
Say it like he's that because you know what? Now. If they decide to keep it the way the books are, because they've shown that they're not afraid to deviate from the material of the books at all.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there, too, that Peter Dinklage is rumored to have signed for another TV series.
Yeah.
Don't even start.
Yeah, I read that the other day.
Oh.
So I don't know.
You ass.
Well, they
sometimes they could do two at a time.
Absolutely. They only shoot for 4 or 5 months.
He might be shooting the other one in the off season. You never know. But he apparently hasn't signed yet. But he's rumored to be signing for some other TV show.
And it also depends on where the TV show is being shot too. If it's being shot close to him, then he can do both simultaneously almost.
Okay, well, we're just going to have to wait till next week, okay, boys?
What's this episode? Number 8? I don't think it'll come in next
The next episode is called The Viper in the Mountain.
Oh, is it? Well, there you go.
So I'm assuming it's going to be the fight.
I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Winter has arrived.
At the Erie. Because they're in the mountains.
Yeah.
But at least it arrived fucking somewhere.
Yeah.
And Sansa's mighty good with the
If you don't realize it, that's the first time Sansa's seen snow ever in her life. Because she was born during the spring.
Yeah.
So she would have never seen that. That was her first time ever seeing snow.
As Sarah just said, she's quite the snow castle builder.
Jeez, I was like, damn, you've never played with snow before? But like, you can do more than what I can do. I can make a lopsided friggin' snowman.
Yeah.
And I love this
shit
every
year. And that's
like
freshly fallen snow, too. That's like hard stuff to work with.
Yeah.
But then, of course...
Booby sucker.
Then, of course, Joffrey Jr. has to fucking come and destroy everything.
Joffrey Jr.
has to. Well, I don't think he's Joffrey Jr. He's just a spoiled little brat.
He's Joffrey Jr. to me. Fucking little dweeb.
I guess he does like making people fly, booby right? Sucker.
And, of course, he's Joffrey Jr. because he got slapped.
Yeah.
But then, my casual watching of this episode turned into more horror.
A creep fest.
So weird.
As if, you know, I was... kind of flipped out between Marjorie and Tommen.
Yeah.
And now, and I don't know why this is worse, but
how,
it's worse to
How me. Old is she in real life?
17?
Well, I asked Sherry, because I couldn't remember. I said, did she kiss Joffrey at all? And she said,
no.
No.
I thought she did.
She pecked him, yeah.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, I wonder if her first on-screen kiss was a man twice her age.
More than twice
her
age.
Yeah.
And Pycelle has got to be in his 40s, 50s, right?
My notes here. Pycelle, what are you talking about?
Peter. Whatever's
Littlefinger, Littlefinger,
Littlefinger, Baelish. Yeah, sorry.
You have to excuse us, folks. We have Jeff's like is one of those. If you, has anybody here ever watched
Jeff's Married? A stroke patient?
No, but have you guys ever watched Married with Children?
When it was that isn't true.
The Christina Applegate's character had this thing where if a new piece of information went in her head, an old piece had to leave to make room for it.
But that's not what my
Jeff
problem
sort
is.
Jeff's sort of like that. There's so much stuff in there that's all jumbled around and stuff that.
No, it really, after my stroke, I started thinking strangely.
Thinking strangely.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Welcome to my personal hell.
My notes here are ick and then WTF.
Ah, whatever.
I don't know.
I knew it was coming, though.
If he can
well,
get
well, ask
he started
Sherry,
playing
we
with her hair. I'm like,
we were
here
watching
comes.
It. He kept coming closer, and I'm going,
her bubble. You're invading her bubble.
You're in her personal space there now. And he's kissing her.
A scene directly out of the book. And just remember, Sansa in the book is what? 14?
Yeah.
Back then it was allowed, apparently.
Luckily it wasn't Pycelle, because that would have been even fucking worse. And then I have to laugh at my last note here because Sansa then, because we don't, what we see is Lysa witnesses their kiss. And then my last note is, oopsie, Lysa is pissed. And then I wrote dot, 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 and dead, dot, 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 but mostly dead. And Sherry laughed because I gasped whenever he shoved her.
Yeah?
I just wasn't expecting that. I was glad that it happened.
Yeah.
Story.
But I wasn't expecting it. Yeah. Okay. Story time.
Story time. We're watching it, and then it was supper time, so Jeff was making supper. I was watching it, because we watched at supper times, because I had work to do. And Mason was there, our youngest. He's only, going to be 2 in July. He watched, obviously there's no booby parts when he was downstairs. It was pretty much the last scene, maybe a little bit before. And at the end of the scene, when the music came up, we immediately just looked at him, because he was so quiet, and he's usually yelly and annoyed, because it's supper time. His hands were like, you know where you put your hands on your...
He was shocked.
Yeah. He was like this. With his, you put your thumb on your cheek and your hands like when you have a headache.
A thinker.
Like, he was just looking. And I went, did the bad lady fly? That's all I could think of to say to him. And he looks at me and goes, he never says yes. He went, yeah.
He nodded his head.
He shook his head. He went, yeah.
Yeah, see?
And I was just like, are you kidding me? That did not just happen.
You know your show is working when it shocks a 2-year-old.
Yeah. He stood there like he didn't know what was going on. He stood there for just looking at the screen, and that's when we looked. I went, did the bad lady fly? He went, yeah.
All right. There
and
we
he
go.
Shook his head. I'm like, oh my God, you so got that. That's crazy.
And of course, brought up the question to me as soon as that happened. I said, what's going to happen with shit for brains now? Because.
Robin. That was my question to you. Now, what's going to happen to Booby Sucker?
Hopefully,
they can throw him out the fucking moon door, too.
Hopefully, Batman will come along and rescue him.
Batman? Just like he did in the previous episode, right, Jeff? Jeff's having a moment, everybody.
Yeah. But he was so obsessed with this freaking moon door, which is why he had his little tantrum there in the snow. So what's he going to think about this amazing moon door now that knows his mother's went down?
I'm just...
Mummy's down there. Go get her.
Well, I wonder what they're going to do with him, but now I'm also wondering, what is going to happen between Littlefinger
and
Sansa?
I don't know, but you know what? That makes me even a little more creepy, because in the books, Robin doesn't know that Sansa is his cousin, and he accepts that they're going to end up being married or whatnot. In the show, he knows she's his cousin, but they're still going to fucking get married.
It's Westeros.
That's creepy as fuck.
It's Westeros.
Cousins, that still happens nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the brother and sister that creeps me out.
Yeah. But it's Westeros, though. I think a lot of those, I think there are some families, like some of us, the Starks, Bannermen are related to them and stuff, and probably still would be betrothed marriages and stuff. I don't think it was that uncommon back then.
Yeah, but what are all her troops going to do? Whenever they find out she's dead, what's going to happen?
That's why all their eyes are
But now
that
Littlefinger's married to her.
Now he's the Lord of the Eyrie.
Lord of the Vale.
So they so they have to abide by him. They can't even give him shit for doing that. Well,
they would know. They're obviously going to cover it up somehow.
Oops, she slipped and fell.
Yeah. So we have another surprise, but not unwanted.
Yeah.
Death.
Like I said,
I think it just surprised me because of how like just quickly it happened and everything, and I'm like, oh, all right then.
No, it's how oblivious she was whenever he was telling her the story about how he only loved one woman, and she still thinks it's her. I'm like,
she's an idiot,
lady. Yeah. I knew it was you when you guys walked through the marriage door to get married. Like, hello.
But it just raises a lot of questions too. Now I have all kinds of questions about like what's going to happen with Sansa, and
I think Sansa will be taken care
like,
of.
Like, is the ick factor going to be?
Well, see, here's the thing: is that even I don't even know what's going on. Like I said, they deviate so much from the books. Were they proven that they can do that? So who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, they
Brienne and Pod are going to come,
and then you have Brienne and Pod on their way there too. So
take her away, and Arya.
Arya and the Hound are on their way there. So
and then they're going to create their spinoff series.
Yeah,
it's just going to be called The Eerie.
They better have a cool like theme song
with a 90s. No, they better have like a 90s intro.
Yeah,
a 90s sitcom intro.
Yeah,
no Miami. Vice.
Miami Vice. That's what I mean. Intro. Like, yeah. Baywatch.
Not Baywatch. Miami Vice.
They can flick through the snow.
Or the A-Team.
The A-Team.
Oh, whatever.
All those great shows.
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. T was all about those inappropriate relationships.
Yeah, well.
with teenage gymnasts in his show.
He lives right across the street from a school, you know.
I didn't hear about that. Do tell. Sorry. No, I don't mean to make your podcast longer.
Did you know that, speaking of Mr. T, you can go right up to his house and knock on his door and ask for him.
Let's do that.
He lives in the suburbs of Chicago.
I don't see why you'd want to do that.
Yeah, why would you want to, though?
There's nothing wrong with Mr. T.
Oh, I don't know.
There was a cartoon where he's
hasn't been a pedophile, caught being a pedophile like some artists, you know, like some.
Don't point fingers.
Actors. No, some actors. I'm not mentioning names. Don't point fingers.
Carrie introduced me to his 80s cartoon where he drove around in a bus or flew around in a bus. Was it a flying bus?
Yeah.
I watched the cartoon
with teenage gymnasts. Yeah. I don't know why.
He was single. Give the guy a break.
He was single and creepy. Yeah, you know. But you
and wore a lot of jeans.
Sarah's right when you talk about artists and pedophiles and stuff. You're treading dangerous ground there, and you don't want to point fingers.
Yeah.
On a related note, did you see the Michael Jackson hologram?
Yeah.
At the Billboard Music Awards.
I wanted to watch it.
Apparently, it was
put something on
very realistic. Very realistic, apparently. Like, it looked like he was alive on the stage. And
well, I told you, man. I told you on another podcast. I believe that was the... What podcast were we doing? It was either one of the Marvels. I think it was the Blade podcast.
The Blade podcast?
The Marvel one.
I guess.
How they're... learning to capture your face.
It's going to get to the point where they can do anything.
They can get it right down to each pore
in
your body.
I went to see it and
it
said it was blocked in my country. I'm like, all these other people seen it. And they must
Sherry gave me a look when I brought up Michael Jackson there, too soon?
Sure.
I don't give a fuck.
What's wrong with Michael Jackson? So what, he liked little boys. He still was a great musician.
Sure.
I do like some of his oldies. When Billie Jean comes on, I crack a move.
And in all fairness, he was never convicted of it.
And also, he had even if he would have been convicted, he still had the best scapegoat in the world and fucking his father. So
his father
was a real prick.
Yes, I'm a pedophile because my father was
beat the shit out of me and
that doesn't. It's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse, but
maybe a leading cause.
Yeah.
But not an excuse.
The guy was fucked up. He went from the time he was 9 years old. He went through all that bullshit.
Doesn't matter. He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead now.
Okay, so on next week's episode of Talking Michael Jackson.
Yeah. So you
Carrie
guys have,
started it.
You guys are being, I had to put my little judgmental take on it there. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm probably the most opinionated person that you'll ever meet, and I kind of thrive on that.
We're gonna do so well. Tomorrow.
I got news for y'all too. Elvis is fucking dead too.
I don't know.
Jesus. Join us on our conspiracy podcast.
Two A's on his tombstone. And
two A's?
Yeah, something like in Elvis his birth certificate is Aaron with just one
Elvis,
A.
Aaron? Elvis A. Aaron Presley.
A-A-Ron. No, no. I got to watch that again.
No.
Okay, you know what? I don't care. To be honest with you, I don't care. I don't care.
It has two A's on his gravestone.
Okay.
And Aaron.
Yes. I mean,
some people. That's why.
Maybe they made a spelling
error. What the fuck does that mean?
That's what started the conspiracy of thinking that he wasn't dead.
Because there's two A's in Aaron.
Yes.
That's how you spell Aaron.
Well.
On his birth certificate, there's
one A.
Well, then it's misspelled on his birth certificate.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Well, he is from the South, so that
are we going to get into another Brian argument here? All right.
Which why was eventually proved right about that?
No, you're proved right that someone called it that, but the person that called it that was incorrect.
Well, George Martin never corrected
him. It's not fucking spelled Brian.
But George Martin never corrected him. I never seen anything where he corrected him.
Okay, well,
and he went on to read the other two books after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there wasn't something wrong with Winter's coming.
That's another thing that I don't care about.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. I have no feelings towards that whatsoever. No. None. Yeah. Surprising.
Tell you're not a fan.
I'm a fan of the series. I don't give a flying fuck what somebody calls a character in the audiobook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your defense of this is like, yeah. You might as well just tell me
that's not nice.
That's not nice. Why?
Because you're supposed to respect these characters. They're people too.
I respect the characters fine.
They're not real. Are you one of those people that are like Star Trek fans? I'm sorry. I think these people are freaking real.
That's right. I dress up in Game of Thrones on the weekends.
And you should see Jeff in his Khal Drogo outfit. Yeah. All right. Anybody have anything further to add about the episode?
About the episode?
Yeah. Or Elvis in particular.
Yeah.
Or
I enjoyed seeing Lysa die.
Yeah,
so did I.
I wish we could have seen the splat.
Yeah, that's what I was disappointed in. That she disappeared.
Yeah, because she was talking about it, so I wanted to see
that shit. Yeah,
see, they
showed guts on the floor when
maybe
the mountain was fucking around.
Maybe they'll show a splat on the DVD release or something.
Yeah. Well, I wonder. Did anybody notice if Sansa's eyes were blue?
Yes.
Because she said, had not a hair out of place, and your blue eyes still intact.
Yeah, I did notice. Sansa should have taken a step backwards at that point.
Yes. She's describing me.
Yeah.
Well, this episode was watched by 7.2 million viewers, a new series record.
You know, wow. No wonder.
Yeah, I'm wondering, if this season ends on a really
high note,
how many viewers are they going to have next season?
Yeah.
Sherry was mentioning something about a lot of people are saying that they're calling this season a snooze fest.
A snooze fest, yeah. A lot of people on AV Club. Well, I don't know. It's just not as
action-packed, I guess, as they would have wanted it to be.
Yeah, and I think a lot of
Joffrey dying was an action-packed
Well, a lot of people who have read the books maybe find it a little a bit of a letdown for what they're expecting. I don't know.
I don't know what I find that they've merged a lot of the material.
Are you let down?
I read the third book and half of the fourth, and then I threw it away in disgust because it was so boring in comparison to the third book.
Yeah. The third book is extremely action-packed.
Yeah.
That's why I think, and they tried to merge the fourth book.
Well, let's just see. They're calling it a Snorefest, but if they would have stuck with one season equals one book, imagine what this season would have been.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been crazy.
It would have been the Brienne and Pod spinoff.
The thing is that if they would have stuck with the third book where they ended the last when they ended the third season, if they would have stuck with the third book this season, they could have possibly stretched the third book into the next season as well, because there is a lot of information that they're not getting out.
Yeah.
Like there was quite a bit of stuff.
Well, it has been renewed for a fifth and a sixth season. Yeah. So.
Tyrion better be on it or I'm going to riot my neighborhood. Watch out, Northbrook.
All right. So that's it for today.
Yes.
Snooze Fest. Right.
Snooze Fest?
You know what? Go watch another goddamn
Jeff
show.
Jeff,
can't
let it go.
Fuck you.
Wait, no. Don't say that. Don't say that. Because
people are allowed to hate something.
And, no, and you know what?
Stop watching the show then.
You rave about Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And all these people rave of Walking Dead, and Walking Dead has viewership records and stuff, and it's a fucking terrible show.
No. It's awful. I rave about The Walking Dead as an entity. I love the comic books more than I love this show.
You tell me all the time, you're like, you need to watch this week's episode, and then I watch it, and I'm like, that was shit. That was dumb.
All I said was that the last three episodes of this last season were pretty fucking good.
No. And I haven't watched them. That's all I said.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
It's taken everything that's in me to try to watch them.
Is that blonde singing chick, is she dead? Because if she's not, they didn't show her
at all.
Good. I hope she's dead.
Yeah, well, she's kind of disappeared. So, yeah, they're assuming she's dead.
Good.
Everybody's bringing out the wild cards today.
We're all in a pissy mood here today.
Is it a fucking full moon?
So thanks for listening. Fuck y'all.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what? If you're calling it a snooze fest, just go away.
No, that's not.
You don't have to watch it. Nobody's forcing you to watch it, though.
Are these people related to you? Like, why are you taking such great
Did they wrong
offense?
You in a former life?
They haven't wronged me in a former life. But
in all fairness,
you're not going to sit there and make an opinion on the show that I like.
In all fairness, you're not going to make an oh, they can't have an opinion on a show that
no,
you
no,
like.
No. You're not going to sit there and watch something and say it sucks. They didn't say it sucked. Continue watching
it. They said it's a snore fest compared to, like, season 3, which season 3 was pretty significant.
Yeah, it had some high points.
Now, a snore fest doesn't mean that it sucked. The snore fest just means that they find
early.
It boring.
Yeah. It's still early to judge. There's still episodes.
It's still getting incredible reviews. Yeah.
You know
it's
what
still
I'm thinking?
A well-loved show.
Here's what I'm thinking is that what they are doing is, it may be a snore fest, but they're building up to something much, much bigger.
Just much bigger
than anything you've seen in any of the seasons. That's what my feeling is.
Calm down.
And I just don't like people saying, you know, talking bad about something.
You think he wrote the damn show?
Then don't watch it.
What?
You think he wrote the damn show?
I know.
Speaking so personal. Like, the D.B. Weiss guys doesn't need to worry. He's got Jeff as a backup fucking singer.
All right,
he pays me. I'm sorry.
We need to end the podcast. Jeff's starting to cry here. We got to go. All right, for Sherry, for Sarah, and for Jeff. Jeff hasn't eaten yet, so he's kind of cranky.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Remember, winter's coming one of these days.
This has been a Naked Wizard Media production. Executive producer, Carrie Kinney. For more information, visit nakedwizardmedia.com.